Hello, everyone. Today's devotional comes from Psalm 68. It's a bit of a longer passage today, so I recommend if you have your Bibles with you to open up to the passage and we could read it together. Again, the passage is Psalm 68, and I'll read that for us. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows, is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain, before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. The Lord gives the word. The women who announce the news are a great host. The kings of the armies, they flee, they flee. The women at home divide the spoil. Though you men lie among the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with shimmering gold. When the Almighty scatters kings there, let snow fall on Zalmon. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do you look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for his abode, yes, where the Lord will dwell forever? The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train, and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God, the Lord, belong deliverances from death. But God will strike the heads of his enemies, the hairy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may strike your feet in their blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. Your procession is seen, O God, the procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary. The singers in front, the musicians last, between them virgins playing tambourines. Bless God in the great congregation, the Lord, O you who are of Israel's fountain. There is Benjamin, the least of them, in the lead, the princes of Judah in their throng, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Summon your power, O God, the power, O God, by which you have worked for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bear gifts to you. Rebuke the beasts that dwell among the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples. Trample underfoot those who lust after tribute. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Nobles shall come from Egypt. Cush shall hasten to stretch out her hands to God. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, sing praises to the Lord. To him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens, behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. Amen. There's definitely a lot going on in this psalm. It's one of the more confusing psalms if you get into all of the details in each verse. Psalm 68 is one of the denser psalms in terms of the background it requires to fully understand every reference. David recounts a lot of different regions and events throughout Israel's history. So if you're curious about these details, I recommend reading through a commentary on this passage, which I think can be very helpful. But for the purposes of today's devotional, I won't be getting into these details very much. What I do want to focus on today in our passage is this overarching theme of remembering God's victory and character. This whole passage is about God's might and love, how God's might and love are undefeatable. David is recounting these various times throughout history that God has been mighty and victorious and compassionate toward Israel, and that the enemy could do nothing about it. In verse 4, David encourages people to sing to God, sing praises to his name. And what's significant about this is that in the culture at the time, someone's name often reflected their character. So when they sing praises to his name, it often implies that there is a remembrance of God's character, what kind of God he is. And that's described in the next two verses, verses 5 and 6. It says, God is the father of the fatherless, protector of the widows. He gives those who are alone a home. He leads prisoners to prosperity. He is a compassionate, compassionate God. God is also a God of power. In verses 28 to 31, David remembers God's power and victory over his enemies. Even the greatest nations are like ants in comparison to God's might. This very power is fighting for us, his people. Verses 34 and 35 at the end say, ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. I think a lot of the time when we pray, we might pray something like, God, help me. I'm so burdened and tired by something in my life. I feel weak and weary, and this situation in my life seems too much to handle, and it's not getting much better. And of course, there's always a time for prayers like these. David prayed these prayers many times throughout the Psalms when his enemies were pursuing him and David felt powerless and weary. We see many examples of that throughout the Psalms. But when was the last time we really prayed like our passage today in Psalm 68? When was the last time we really declared the truth of who our God is and remembered his power and goodness? Of course, God hears us in our weakness and listens to us in the valleys of our lives. But as his people, we cannot stay in that place of darkness. We must remember the God that we worship. He is a God who is compassionate and a God who is powerful beyond measure, infinitely capable of defeating the enemy and bringing victory for his children. So I want to encourage us today to make a habit of doing just that, to remember and to declare the truth of who our God is, compassionate, loving, powerful, and victorious. And I hope that through this, praise would naturally burst forth from our mouths. Every day, through every circumstance, let's praise our God in remembrance of who he is. Let's pray. Lord, we want to declare today of your goodness. You are a good, compassionate, powerful, and awesome God who is worthy of all of our praise and more. Sometimes when I read passages like these about how you have moved throughout Israel's history, I often think to myself, what does this really have to do with me? And maybe it doesn't technically have anything to do with us directly, But Lord, it has everything to do with who you are. I'm reminded today through this passage that the very same God who brought the Israelites out of Egypt, the same God who defeated the enemies of David, is hearing this very prayer I am praying right now. And God, what a wonderful privilege and awesome thing that is. So Lord, we declare your praise today. You are a wonderful, awesome, good God. And may we continue to declare these truths about who you are every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.